and what it does. It's mechanical. After a while, you look through the main strategies of the mind, how it tries to get your attention and so on. There you are again, there it is. And it's no longer your personal. The mind becomes depersonalized. Before, the mind was me. The mind and the accumulated memories that make up my personal history was me, and I walked around with the burden of me, with my unfulfilled history, unfulfilled and unfulfilling, not enough. And whatever strange thoughts were associated with that, life passed me by. Unfair, betrayed me unfairly, I missed it. Whatever thoughts you have about your personal history. Something went wrong in 1984, shouldn't have happened. That's why I cannot be happy now. Or you carry an identity based on an unpleasant experience that somebody did to you. You survived, and that's wonderful. Yes, it was dreadful, because as long as humanity is unconscious, totally identified with mind, they do many dreadful things. So you cannot come onto this planet without experiencing dreadful things. Some are more dreadful than others. And you suffer. There's no child that doesn't suffer. And yet, to build an identity on the basis of past pain is a dreadful limitation. To have a painful story that is the story of me, and needing to think about that, because you can't all think about it, gradually you might even forget. And need to talk about it continuously. And then see yourself as this or that, you have a label for it. No matter how tragic it was at the time, and some awful things have happened, are happening at this very moment in certain parts of the planet. No matter what it is, the fact is, you survived. And yet the mind used it, because it's always looking for a stronger sense of self. It's looking for an identity. It's looking for a stronger me. And it can use something like that, something very bad that happened to me, or the other way around. Something very bad that I did to someone. So that's guilt. You identify with something that you once did. And you wouldn't do it now, but there you didn't know any better. That's why it happened. Unconsciousness. So if you identify with unconsciousness, either that came through you or what other unconscious humans did to you, there you create a heavy, painful sense of self. A story. But everybody has their story, even if there's not one big traumatic event in their lives, they have their own story, the personal story, their identity. And how liberating it is to see that it is no more than things that happened. That ultimately, that is not who you are. You are not the accumulation of those memories or emotions. That's there, yes. So as presence arises, you recognize That was never who you are. Your personal history has its place, undoubtedly. It happened. You may have old photos to prove it. It really happened. And the photos at some point begin to fade. Even I haven't yet reached old age, but even I have photos from my childhood that are already beginning to fade. They're going yellow. The story is dissolving. Wouldn't it be strange if photos faded more quickly than the human body? And after 10 years, you open your photo album and there's nothing left. Wow, that feels good. And yet there is a dimension in every human that was never really touched by what happened. The eternal, timeless state of consciousness that is presence. Who you are underneath the form that your life takes, your life situation, as I sometimes call it, the dilemma of your life situation. You mean other people also have a dilemma? I'm not the only one who... Surely no life situation can be more problematic than mine. No story is that fulfilling. If you look behind, even those who in the eyes of the world have made it, success, fame, wealth. If you look behind the facade, you see, there's unhappiness, sometimes greater than with other people, because they still can think they can make it. They have made it, and it hasn't freed them. So here we are, the dimension of form as this retreat center, this gathering, the people, including also your mind, the thoughts that come, the emotions also, comes and goes. No form lasts that long. Before you know it, this retreat is over. First you looked forward to it, and then it's there. But since the world of form is governed by time, which is ultimately an illusion, just as form is ultimately an illusion, life is like an express train, it never stops, you're on it, and so one event goes past, and there's the retreat, here it is. It's over already, it's Sunday, and it's time to go home. And that's what form, if we could truly see reality, external reality, so-called, we would be shocked, deeply shocked. By truly see, I mean, the way we perceive it is as if the world around us were solid, buildings, the structures, economic companies, corporations, political, even the people have their job and their pension scheme, and everything is in place, and it's a very solid reality. And it sometimes, another example of solid reality is that death is a taboo, even now, in Western culture, because it would show you that human bodies are not solid, they dissolve continuously around you. But you mustn't look at death. It's